This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking calls, talking sports. Simple as that. 888-808-1019. Matthew in Manhattan, you're on. You got it.
Hey, Keith. First time, long time. How you doing? I'm like you. I go back to the Long Island Nets when they played over at Nassau Coliseum. I remember when we knocked off the defending world champions, Moses Malone, with Darryl Dawkins and Mike Jaminski and Michael Corrin and company. But Keith, if you're Sean Marks, how is he still general manager? And what about Giannis coming in? What are your take on that as well? Can he play? Will he be willing to play with Clowney and Claxton?
If I'm Sean Marks, I'm staying away from Giannis. I'm not bringing him here. Yeah. I'm not trying to cut the line again. I'm not trying to take any shortcuts. I'm not looking for an over 30-year-old superstar that is leaving the place that he won and also has history of beating us in the year that we thought we were going to win. I hear people talking about Giannis and Trae Young. Sean Marks to realize this may be your last opportunity to build it and do it right. Draft and develop your own team. You have some budding stars that could be superstars. You don't have to rush this thing. And your future picks, the picks you got from the Knicks, like, just be patient. Just be patient. It's the Knicks' time right now. Stay down, you know, stand down and work. And I think that's what the Nets are doing. If you watch YouTube, they have this show that they started called Scout. And they basically gave out the whole, like, that's what they're trying to do now. You know, they're trying to build it the right way so that they can have sustained success instead of these little couple-year pops with, like, Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce, KD and Kyrie. Both of those blew up in their faces.
Did ever, Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Matt. 888-808-1019. Yeah, you said you were a fan of the Long Island Nets. The Nets have played in Long Island. They've played in Teaneck. They've played in East Rutherford. They've played in Newark. They play now in the Barclays Center. And I think the Barclays Center will be their longtime home, but follow me. Imagine you want to start a business, whatever that business may be, maybe a restaurant that you want to become popular, just one restaurant, not a chain. It may be a dry cleaners, maybe, I don't know, any type of business, right? And every couple decades, you move that business around. You move away from your clientele. You move away from the people supporting you, paying you. You keep moving around. It doesn't help your business. It doesn't help you build clientele. On the converse, the Knicks have always been right there in the middle of Manhattan. New York fans have always known where to go. And the Nets were in Jersey, and some may say they should have stayed in Jersey. I agree and disagree, because it was terrible, right? They couldn't, they didn't look like a real NBA team. They couldn't get fans to come over there. It was just like they left for greener pastures. Now, I've seen all of this. I went to games in New Jersey. I went to games in Barclays Center in the very beginning. I watched that arena transform. It's still going to take them a long-ass time, and honestly, they'll probably never catch up to the Knicks. The Knicks have so many years ahead of them. But the Nets flexed and said, you know, we're going to be Brooklyn across the chest. We're going to start a Brooklyn chant. We're going to completely act like we were never in New Jersey. That alienated a lot of New Jersey fans. I boycotted them for a year as a kid that grew up in Jersey. It didn't help. So, like, when I see some Nets fans, and they're younger Nets fans a lot too, that are mad about the Knicks' success, I'm like, start being mad at your own organization first, because you had it multiple times. Be mad at your owner, Joe Tsai, and your general manager, Sean Marks, for where they are. They took on the Ben Simmons trade, right? They played games with their coaching situation. They played games with KD and Kyrie and James Harden, and they had a good coach, and they had good homegrown players, and they tried to cut the line, and it blew up in their face. All right, enough about the Nets, I know. Are the Nets still in the league? Yes, very much so, but it's time to talk about the Knicks, because the Knicks are one of the last four teams standing. They have a game tomorrow night, and Knicks fans, I hope by now, right, are shaken out of it. You know, I hope by now you're shedding that game one loss and realizing it is just the first loss of the series. It did not eliminate the New York Knicks. Andrew is in Port Washington on the fan. You got it, Andrew. You're on.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I actually wanted to call you when you first started. I might even call it your first show, but I'm old school, 47-year-old. I grew up on Joe Benigno and Steve Summers and Mike and the Mad Dogs. And I was, of course, disappointed he was retiring. And you filled his shoes like no one else could, I think. And I appreciate that.
High praise, working on it. Nobody can fill those guys' shoes. We still hear shows from them, and their voices are iconic, and their styles are unique, and they built this place. And, you know, any of us can come in here and do shows because of what they did. You know what I'm saying? Like, they made WFAN what it is, and so anybody can pop in here and talk sports. And I thank them for blazing the trail. I'm just being myself and trying to, you know, continue to carry the flag.
You're humble as always, but not anyone could step in like you. You are special, and you know it, and you earned it. You had your boots on the pavement, and you did your time, and you're a passionate, awesome human being that loves sports. So it's a great combo.
Thank you, sir. Still, like I said, still working on it. Still boots on the ground, still, you know, grinding every day, trying to get better at the show and doing everything I can do when I'm off air.
And that's why you are who you are, and that's why you're as good as you are. And you are building on top of the foundation, and that building keeps going up. So be proud that you have shoulders to step on, and in 50 years or 40 years, there'll be the next generation.
Lord willing, if I could live 40, 50 years, I'm going to be rich.
And out of the radio game, hopefully in 20.
Who knows? The radio, it might not even be a radio by then. It won't be any radio dials in cars. Like, we don't know what we'll be doing. I'll be talking to everybody in their brain chip. You just put put a chip on your head, listen to Keith McPherson's show.
No joke. Well, however it is, man, it's great that you're getting to everybody's brain on the radio waves for now. Chips in the future.
Appreciate it, Andrew. My haters are like, can this guy get to the point already? We get it. He likes Keith's show.
All right, the point, I need a shoulder to cry on. I dabble in betting here and there. Last night, or yesterday, I worked 12 hours. I work on commission. I had an amazing day. A bunch of different connections on top of it. So I get home. The game's already started. It was late, I think, third or fourth quarter. Three-leg parlay. Indiana, +5.5. Knicks money line. Over under, I think it was 138 or something. Oh, actually, I'm sorry, it was halftime because I was calculating halftime. Dude, 800 plus for the three-leg parlay. I put down $60 to win, 500, 400 and something, whatever the numbers were. And then I kept betting it. It kept going down. It kept getting closer. So I'd still bet at 400 plus French. No, I ended up minus 100.
You ended up with zero in the balance, but the settled bet minus zero. Thanks for the call, Andrew, and the compliments, and sharing your bets with us. Don't bet or take a break. This gambling stuff, we're too far gone. You know what? You know what honestly stopped me from betting? The last bet I placed was Juan Soto first home run, Juan Soto two home runs, Juan Soto to homer Friday night in Yankee Stadium. And I took a look at how many lost bets. Like, I've been betting on Juan Soto this entire season because I thought he was going to kill it as a Met. I'm like, oh, man, this guy's got the money now. He's a Met. He's going to go off. I saw him last year. Like, this time last year, this guy took over games, had the most competitive at-bats. That's the most alarming thing I was talking about last night. Watching Juan Soto's first two at-bats against Garrett Crochet, another guy who was, you know, moved in this offseason, went to a new team, highly touted, got his money. Like, that's the matchup that Juan Soto loves. Oh, Garrett Crochet, this guy throws 100. He's supposed to be one of the best pitchers in baseball. Oh, yeah, I'm going to show him. And so when I saw Juan Soto yesterday, just looking at pitches, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with him? What is and I'm not saying that the Yankees broke him or it was the Subway Series. I'm like, this is a different guy. Completely different guy. Because Juan Soto, his at-bats, it's him versus the pitcher. It's him versus the catcher. Him versus the ump. He knows the strike zone better than anybody. And if you throw that ball in the zone, he's at least going to foul it off. He's at least going to swing. He's not swinging at strikes. I'm like, this dude is zapped. He's in the twilight zone. He's going through the motions. They said his controller died. But yeah, that's when I stopped betting. I'm not betting on Juan Soto anymore. I probably lost this season over $500 betting on Juan Soto to homer. You know what it was? I got on the fan and told you after that first game against the Astros where the game ended and Hader struck him out. I'm like, oh, he's going to homer tomorrow because he's like that. And what did he do? I put $100 on him to homer and he cashed me that second game. And so a lot of times when you hit bets, you follow up and you keep, you know, waiting for it to be. And, you know, the times I took off, Juan had two homer games and I wasn't on it. But then I just kept looking at all the settled bets that I put on Juan Soto and I lost. And I'm like, I'm not betting on him. And then Friday I was in there. And we've all been over it. But Friday, I think Juan Soto thought it was cute at first, tipped his cap and was like, oh, okay, here it is. Yep, 50,000 versus one. They're booing me. This is going to be a long night. But then I went back Saturday during the day, and then there were kids booing his ass. And then Sunday night baseball, a fresh batch of Yankee fans, boo, F Juan Soto. He was like, wow. And then Lindor had the quote where he said, yeah, I think this is just what it's going to be over there for Juan for the rest of, yep, I think it's settled in that, like, whenever you return to Yankee Stadium, it might not be as loud as it initially was last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but you're going to get booed for the rest of the time. And I saw him get neutralized. I didn't bet on him to homer Saturday. I didn't bet on him over. So I'm like, that's a waste of money. This guy's not doing a damn thing. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Johnny and Comac on the fan. Frank, you are next. Johnny wants me to get to Frank quickly. What's up, Johnny? You're on.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are.
What's up? How you doing? I want to say shout out Brian Cashman, shout out Boone, shout out the whole Yankee organization.
Let's go Yanks. They doing it. They looking the part. Let's go. Team looks good.
Chase for 28, baby. We're going all the way this year. I don't give a damn what anybody says about it. We're going all the way.
Heard you. I agree. I'm like, I'm ready to start feeling those things and believing those things and falling in love with this team like I did last year's team because this team, I think, is better than last year's
team. Luke Weaver's the truth.
Psychopath.
Devin Williams is getting it.
Oh, Devin going. Williams is locked. He's dialed in. He went through the hard
dialed
part. Now is gravy.
We're going all the way. Shout out for Soto leaving. Brian Cashman is the guru himself. What he put on the field this season so far is immaculate.
He knew. He's pretty good at his job. He just doesn't get credit.
Exactly. Hal Steinbrenner too. You know, big shoes to fill, but he's doing his thing.
Stood on business. Gave Soto the $760 million offer and then told everybody when he changed the beard policy, I don't think we have to have the highest payroll to have a good team. I think $308 million is enough. And right now, he was right.
Soto's snoozing. Looking at pitches down the pipe.
I can't believe it. I'm like, this dude, he was, you know, you watched him. Every at bat was a Soto show. If a pitcher did get him with a strike in the zone, he would do the shuffle, grab his crotch, and give a head nod like, you got me there. Yep, you got me there. Yeah, where is it?
Zero passion with the Mets. Zero. There's no energy. Zero. I don't know what it is. He'll tune up, though. He'll tune up, but I don't know.
This weekend. It better be this weekend. Hopefully the weather is fine. It's Memorial Day weekend, and, you know, the Mets fan has been showing up, and Citi Field's going to be packed for the Dodgers series, and he better turn it up against those guys.
Yeah, man. Knicks will turn back, too. New York always does, baby. We'll get it.
Resiliency. Thanks for the call, Johnny. You know, and ending with the Knicks, like, these guys, I think, together just represent the city well. From Brunson and his local ties, obviously his dad being a Knick, and Cat being a Jersey guy, and, you know, his parents being Knicks fans and him understanding what it means, and Mikal Bridges being a Brooklyn Net and wanting to be a Knick and getting that wish. OG Anunoby already being a champion and, you know, big money guy. He knows he's got to step up and come through. And Josh Hart, heart of the city. You know, Josh Hart, big Yankees fan. He's on Yankees Twitter, and the Yankees are bigging him up. The Yankees are quote-tweeting his tweets. And then he goes on his podcast and tells everybody there's only one basketball team in town and one baseball team in town. Takes a shot at the New Jersey Nets. Takes a shot at the Make It Happen Mets. The Mets better make it happen this weekend. Juan Soto better snap out of it. You are getting paid, bro. And like I talk about return on investment with like Rodon and Max Fried. Like it's time. It's time. Okay, Juan. Like we gave you off days. You didn't do anything in the Red Sox series, really. You know. And I know people made a lot of the not hustling stuff. Whatever. Fresh series against the Dodgers. And the Dodgers have, you know, star players. And there's going to be a lot of eyes and attention on that. If you can't raise your game against the team that, you know, you lost to in the World Series last year. I remember watching Juan Soto sitting in the dugout staring out onto the field. Many people thought it was because he felt some type of way about losing the World Series. No, I think he knew. I'm done here. This is my last game as a Yankee. Juan Soto better turn it on against the Dodgers because I expect the Yankees to go out to Colorado. I think, shout out to Max Maness. Max Maness said that Judge has never played in Colorado, and I thought back to 2023 when they went out there and Judge was hurt. And I've been to Colorado a bunch of times. You know the air is thin up there, mile high in the sky. I'm like, Judge might hit a 500-foot bomb, might hit a couple. He's like that. There's a few guys. Place your bets. Actually, you know what? I said I was done betting. I'm getting back in this weekend. When the Yankees go to Colorado, I'm putting together some home run parlays. Trent Grisham is due to homer. How about Trent Grisham? He kind of fell off a bit. He needed that knock today. I was literally looking at his numbers. He had two hits in his last 20. He was batting 100. His batting average went down 100. Anyway, 888-808-1019. I said Frank would be next in Monroe. Frank, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, what's happening, brother? Thank you for taking my call. Thanks, Johnny, for waiting on me.
Listen,
I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to be the get-off-my-lawn guy right now. Because these kids that think that they're angry at the Pacers right now, you haven't seen anything until you saw John Starks go 1-for-30 in 1994. Like, talk about screaming at the TV. Like, why Pat Riley didn't take the ball out of his hands, I'll never understand. Anyway, my daughter and I went to the Yankee game on Friday. I guess you were there too, right?
Yes, sir.
So we took the train back to Penn Station. And for anybody around the country that gives New York a hard time, I wish that these people could have spent 5 minutes on 8th Avenue coming up the stairs when the Knick game was letting out. Bro, I've been around the block. I've seen some big games. I have never seen anything like Friday night outside the Garden. Dude, It was unbelievable. I got video. I had my camera out when Spike Lee came rolling down the street with his head sticking out of his limo.
Yeah.
Dude, it was crazy, bro.
Movie.
So the people around the country that give New York, I wish that everybody around the country that doesn't like New York could have spent 5 minutes on 8th Avenue Friday night. Dude, I don't know if you did. Did you? Were you in the city? Did you see the
I was on air. So, I did the show Thursday telling everybody how we had two movies. One that was going to go on in the Bronx, one that was going to go on in Madison Square Garden, how people wish and dream they could be involved in real-life movies, like New York is a movie scene. I hosted the show. I went to Yankee Stadium, and then I drove from Yankee Stadium down here to host the show for everybody.
Dude, I got to see both of that thing. It was unbelievable. I was at the Mr. November game. I was in 1978 Yankee Stadium when the Yankees announced Billy Martin was coming back. I've been to a lot of big games.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like the Garden on Friday night, bro. Unbelievable.
Thanks for the call, Frank. 888-808-1019. You know, share your experience. Tell me where you were. We did it last week. I was like, yo, you understand? I've been on trains, and I've been in different places in New York where you'll meet strangers. You'll see people are foreigners, and they'll have suitcases and stuff, and you see their eyes light up. Like, we get really jaded. We forget. Because it's packed, there's traffic, it's rainy, there's garbage everywhere, there's rats, it smells. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that go on in New York that, you're getting tickets, you can't find parking. When you do find parking, you got to pay for it. And then if you're 5 minutes late getting back to your car, you got a $65 ticket. There's just a lot of different inconveniences. But I think, a lot of times you can get jaded and forget that, you're in a place that it's hard to exist, and people are in other places looking at us. They're on TikTok, they're on Instagram, they're on YouTube. Shout out to my YouTube watching right now. Like, there are people that are checking in. I think Amber in the chat, she's in the chat every night. She's watching from Utah. There are people that are New York sports fans and look at New York like a movie scene and wish they could be here. And a lot of us just take it for granted. But I know a lot of you went to Yankee Stadium this past weekend or Madison Square Garden. I know people that went to both, and I was talking it up. I'm like, some of the young cats are going to pregame at Yankee Stadium at Billy's and stands in the dugout at 5, 6 o'clock, and then take the train down to Penn Station at 34th, get out, go to the watch party, watch the Knick game, and then party in the streets. And you don't need a ticket for any of that. You just got to be able to get on the train. And a lot of y'all jump the train. You young boys, I see you guys jumping the train. I don't have the heart. I don't have a heart. Not anymore. It's tap to pay. It is what it is. I just pay it. I need to actually find somebody here in HR. There's some type of commuter benefits where we could get that money taken out of our I need to get that set up. It just clicked in my head. I used to have it. We used to have a WEX card or something. I need to do that. Because now, it's pre-tax dollars that can go on a card. It's tap to pay. I'm not cheating the system. I'm not jumping the train. But I see you guys going through the exit doors and jumping the train all the time. The $6, it is what it is. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to AM returns right after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
After this goes to one. It's still 5 hours. We just start an hour late. You know, so Loogie didn't get his, you know, Loogie, he gets like 30 minutes, which really is like 20 minutes. And then with the breaks, it's like 13 minutes. I'm not laughing at Loogie's time. I'm laughing at Zoo because he just started laughing at my breakdown because he knows as the producer, he's the one setting it up. Like, you don't get that much time to get your thoughts across and get calls in. And Loogie obviously deserves it. He called Knicks in six, and with the Knicks right now, he definitely needed that extra time to talk to the Knicks Nation and, you know, get his Lou Gower for an extra hour. So, Keith McPherson on the Fan till one. Of course, talking about the Knicks, but trying to continue the conversation around the Yankees and the Mets and where we are right now in the baseball season. It's Memorial Day weekend, and baseball fans usually say, you know, by Memorial Day weekend, you know, tell me about the rotation. By Memorial Day weekend, let's take a look at this lineup. By Memorial Day weekend, how's the bullpen holding up? And so far, so good. Coming off of an NLCS appearance for the Mets and a World Series appearance for the Yankees. Yes, the Yankees were in the World Series. The Subway Series was not the Yankees World Series. Pretty good start from where we left off. You know, you can dream, you can imagine both these teams being postseason teams and both these teams figuring it out to get back to where they were. You know, just before the Subway Series, the Mets had a better record than the Yankees. Just before the Subway Series, you know, the Mets were in first place. The Yankees are in first place. They have a better record than the Mets now. And that run differential, when you look at the Yankees, that plus 95, boom. And the Yankees, however you want it, you can get it. They're winning games. They're winning games by one run that Yorbit Vivas hits a solo shot to decide, and they get great pitching. Even with Fernando Cruz going down, you guys know Fernando Cruz is on the IL. He had the shoulder injury. I was wondering, like, they've been showing the bullpen budgets, and I think two nights ago we're like, where the hell is Cruz? And then Boone told us he had something with his shoulder. Mark Leiter Jr. Mark Leiter Jr. is in the circle of trust. Carlos Rodon is in the circle of trust. Not mad at y'all. Good to have y'all. And, like, I know Yankee fans are tough, and it's funny because people are wondering, like, why are you guys giving Juan Soto a hard time? We give our own players a hard time, bro. I was in there, they were chanting, "We want Weaver," when Devin Williams was on the mound against the Blue Jays. And that's when I was spiraling. You know, I'm off that now. I was spiraling because I'm like, how does this guy overcome his own fans, the beard policy? Pete Alonso broke him. He can't throw the... He did it. And the Yankees did it because that's their jobs, right? the manager and the pitching coach and the bullpen, like, their job is to get the best out of these players. And I think that's going to happen with Juan Soto, too. 888-808-1019. That's the only answer. When I'm looking at Juan Soto wondering what happened to the guy, where is that guy? You know, I think that's going to happen with Juan Soto and Carlos Mendoza and, you know, the Mets and Chavez. And, like, they got to figure out how to get him right. I'm going to play something a little later. I'll send it to Zoo because I want to get these calls in. But I had a clip in my notes. Jason Dominguez gave credit to the mental department of the Yankees to stay poised in moments and was asked about being out of character for his walk-off homer. Mental health is a huge part of this thing. And I know the Yankees have a mental health coach. I'm sure that the Mets have one because I've said, right, I don't think Juan Soto is over there wanting for anything or lacking anything with Steve Cohen's operation, David Stern's operation. You know what I'm saying? As much as people talked about this week, oh, he wishes he was with the Yankees. It was better as a Yankee. Like, I don't think he's wanting for anything. I think anything that they need, they can get for him. I think if anybody needs a mental health coach or somebody to talk to, a psychiatrist or some therapy, whatever, it's Juan Soto. And I think that's what the Mets got to do to potentially unlock him. And hell, they might have done it today. Might have done it with this off day. And then here come the Dodgers on a series that he's got to get right with tomorrow. 888-808-1019. Back to the Knick fan therapy and the, you know, Knick fans calling in to, you know, talk through their emotions and their thoughts before we get to game two. Down in Miami, RJ is back on the fan. What up, bro?
Hey, bro, how you doing, man? How's everything? Can you hear me clear? I know I had reception problems in our 90-degree weather here. How's everything going?
Yo, man? Stop flexing on us, bro. We get it. 305. Yeah, it's hot and sunny. We can hear you loud and clear. It's raining and it's cold out here.
I got you. Hey, real quick, I was going to talk about my Yanks because I'm a diehard Yanks fan. Been there. Stuck the Empire. Very proud of us. Very proud of what we're doing. I love listening to you. I love seeing you on social media because this place, people down here, even if you like the Marlins, there's no reason to like them. So I thank you for all your Yankee updates and all that. But, yeah, and I'm following them. And I'll be calling you. Don't worry. As the season goes on, I'll get my Yankee stuff in. But real quick with the Knicks, I want, you know, I'm a 90s guy. I'm 50. I know you hear this all the time. My dad, rest in peace, that's Spike Lee. He does not know to this day, I can barely look at Spike Lee on TV based on that Reggie Miller. That's how serious it was about that game and what Spike Lee did. To this day, I can barely look at Spike Lee. But what I want to say, man, is all Knicks fans need to relax. I think we got a great coach, got finally a team that, you know, we got a true, with Brunson, a true leader, a true player, and we'll rebound, man, and they'll fix that last 58 seconds of that game. That's all they have to do. So, but man, I just want to let you know, hey, you're doing a great job. Tell me more about your family. Keep talking about Jersey, man. You're great. So I'll keep listening, man. All right.
Thanks for the call, RJ. Shout out to RJ. RJ and I connected online because RJ played football and he went to the University of Richmond. And he also had an offer from James Madison University where I went. And what connected us was WFAN. He's down there in Miami, but he's from up here. But he heard me one night talking about, you know, going to James Madison University to play football and taking one visit. You get five visits. And I didn't take my visit to Richmond. And he did the opposite. He took his visit to Richmond and signed with them and then didn't go to, you know, JMU. And I'm like, you should have went to Harrisonburg, bro. You should have went and checked it out. That's the spot. But, yeah, man. he said, even if you like the Marlins, there's no reason to like the Marlins. Like, I have no idea. That's another thing people are jealous about, right? Our radio station. And the media coverage we have here, you know, like I had Boston fans calling in during the Boston series. We probably have people from Indiana listening tonight, probably trying to drink some tears. Not going to get them from me. Spoiler alert, I'm not a Knicks fan. But yeah, you know, that Reggie Miller stuff, I watched the 30 for 30 day, and I always knew about it, and I knew that Reggie was, but like, I didn't realize, like, the whole city was blaming him. He was on the post, like, it was his fault. It's not his fault for egging on Reggie Miller. It's the player's fault for not stopping him, but, you know, Spike was in there, and Spike is a Hall of Fame fan. I've connected with Spike, and I've seen Spike in Legends. I saw Spike at the Pinstripe Pride event. He's a great fan. I'm excited to see the movie that he put together with Denzel Washington and A$AP Rocky. I think it's shot and based in New York. I don't know if it's out yet, but they've been doing the promo. They were just at the Cannes Festival and whatnot. But, yeah, I just honestly think the Knicks are going to, like, this is what I envision. Because I used to play football, right? So we always, no matter what, you watch film. You watch film after a win. You watch film after a loss. You watch film of the other team. You watch it. Film study is every day. And, you know, now film is so advanced. Like, these guys have film on their tablets, on their phones, on their MacBooks, whatever. Like, you know, you don't need a projector to watch film. So I imagine, you know, them breaking down the film. And they probably had a good time watching 46 minutes of that film. They probably watched that game back and were like, damn, man, we were doing it. We were rocking in there. Look at y'all. Look at the arena. They're chanting defense. We're hitting shots. And then when it unraveled, that's when the teaching starts. That's where Tibbs is going to lay into them. That's where they're going to probably hold each other accountable. This can't happen. Got to make a play here. Got to draw up a play here. Got to have a better inbound play here. Got to hit your free throws. Got to find the open man. Got to dribble the ball and eat the clock. Don't fire up shots in the beginning of the shot clock. You have a lead, right? Treat it like football. Tick, 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 tick. Run the clock out. Don't rush. Don't panic. So I think they're going to be ready to go. I think they're going to win the game tomorrow. I think they're going to even up the series. And then all this will be, you know, behind you if they go to Indiana and take the first game. 888-808-1019. Let's go back and forth. We'll go Yankees, Knicks, Mets, Knicks, and I have some more takes on the Mets, too. I'm glad that they did change the lineup in that last game to get out of Beantown without being swept. You know, Yankee fans were rooting for the Mets to beat the Boston Red Sox. I know they were together doing the Yankees suck. That's to be expected, but, you know I wanted to see the Mets knock down the Red Sox because I want to have a nice, comfortable, cushion lead in first place. In Montclair, New Jersey, Sonny, you're on the Fan in New York. What's up, man?
Yeah, how you doing? I remember the beginning of the year or the end of the winter, the Dodgers are so loaded and the Yankees are so, you know, it looks like we were so far behind. They closed the gap so quickly. First of all, we're a half a game behind the Dodgers in the standings, two off the best record in baseball, which is the Tigers. But the great signs that I'm seeing is you're seeing the personality of this year's team come into focus. And also, like, just the way that you have a Bellinger who can take DeGrom deep. If you have a guy like that just on your roster, and you have the three MVPs back to back to back, and now you Boone is actually bringing in Weaver 3 days in a row. He finally got the memo. And don't tinker with the pen now. Like, just because Williams is doing well now, don't switch it up. It's not broken. Luke has the DNA for the closer. People are getting very comfortable with their roles here. The Yanks could build up, like you said, a really nice lead in the next month because they start playing the White Sox, they start playing Colorado. And I think for that reason, Soto's going to start picking it up too. There are a lot of garbage teams out there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
He should be able to feast on. And if he doesn't, then something really is wrong. But with the Yanks, like I said, I'm going out to L.A. for Friday night's game. I just thought it looks like it's going to be Freed is going to open up. So they're not playing games. I think you're going to get – it'll be nice to make a statement in L.A. next weekend and just keep doing what they're doing. They're grinding out games. The defense looks so much better, and there's reinforcements on the way, too. I mean, the pitching staff – I'm not a Rodon fan. He made me shut up, and so did Williams. Your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Sonny. I mean, I'll go backwards. Like, I'm a fan of anybody that puts on the pinstripes and the road grays. Even if I didn't like them on another team, I'm rooting for them to win. And that's what I've preached to Yankee fans who boo our own players or chant, "We want Weaver." I'm like, yo, we need these guys. And I came in this season saying I don't trust Carlos Rodon, and he can't be trusted. I'm trusting him now. And Boone kind of peacocked. There was a video where Boone was basically saying, I told you guys this was going to happen. I told you guys that, you know, the game he gave up those home runs. Yeah, Boone said, I tried to tell you this when he gave up the three-run homers and everyone was losing their mind. What was that against? The Diamondbacks? I don't know. Boone said he's about to roll off a bunch in a row. And Boone was saying, he was talking about his stuff and saying, hey, if we get a couple of those good, you know, those good performances. Bro, I'm watching Rodon today. I'm like, he's balling. In a 12:35 start that most of us thought was going to be either rain delayed. That's another thing about the Yankees. Early on in the year, they were affected by the rain or even the thought that it might rain. This series, all of these games, potentially, the last two definitely, we thought were going to get rained out or postponed. The weather gods were with us. Mother Nature was with us. They were able to play. Rodon comes out there. He's balling. He gave up one hit in the first. Had a 1-2-3 inning in the second. Starts off the third with three strikeouts. And I'm sitting at home. I'm literally just like laying in bed, like doing work, watching the game. And I'm like, oh, Rodon is like, the bats were quiet. The fourth inning, Jake Whataburger grounds out. Marcus Semien grounds out. Jonah Heim flies out. I'm like, another 1-2-3 inning. Fifth inning, another 1-2-3 inning. And like his pitch count is starting to get up there. And he walks Wyatt Langford. He gets in a little bit of trouble there, but he strikes out Josh Jung. And then Jake Berger comes up again, you know, wannabe Yankee killer, a guy that has hit homers in Yankee Stadium for the Marlins, for now the Texas Rangers, and he strikes him out. And I'm fired up. Like, PC Richardson, like, let's go, Carlos Rodon. Like, what? Carlos Rodon goes six innings, only gives up two hits, strikes out eight. He's got strikeout stuff. He's got now, like, he was just like a... When he first came here, he was fastball, changeup, but at least he's got an arsenal of pitches now, it seems. Fastball, a slider in there with the changeup, and he's pitching, right? He's not just trying to overpower guys. He's not just trying to land his fastball, and he's keeping the ball in the park. I've just noticed a difference in him. I feel confident with him on the mound. And then they go to Leiter Jr. Leiter Jr. has to step up with Fernando Cruz on the IL, and he's been solid. And Devin Williams. Yeah, like you said, you know, Devin Williams, a lot of people are out on Devin Williams. And even me, I was never out on him, but I was out on him being the closer, and I was even out. I was like, for a while, you can't put him in with a lead, but you have to. He's one of the best in the game when he's going right. You have to get him right. You're paying him. It's a job. These guys have to perform, and the only way they're going to perform is being thrown into the fire. And he has been great in his last few outings. Like I said, his season started in May. His last few outings, he's been solid. Like, his last seven games, he's got... In the last seven games, he's got six and a third innings pitch, only giving up two hits, one walk, 10 strikeouts. .47 whip. In his last 15 games, two saves. And obviously now that starts to go back a little further, so I'm not even going to go to the hits and the runs there. But just look at his last seven games. Devin Williams is a guy that is now the setup guy for Luke Weaver, Weavy Wonder, a guy that, like, Luke wants to be thrown out there. He wants that job. That is his job. He's got it back, and you can trust him. I don't know. There are a lot of things coming. You mentioned Cody Bellinger, like, can take DeGrom deep. Yeah, he's like that. He's a former MVP. He's played in big games. He was playing with the Dodgers in a big market. He's not phased. And the biggest thing for me with Cody Bellinger, why I was never giving up on him, he can play all three positions in the outfield well. You can put him anywhere in the outfield. He's a plus. We're not so worried about Jason Dominguez's defense anymore because he can hit from both sides of the plate, and he's fast. It gives us a threat on the base paths. Judge can go 0-for-3, and it doesn't matter. They win the game, you know. Trent Grisham can come back down to earth a little bit, and it doesn't matter. Ben Rice doesn't even enter the game. J.C. Escar catches the game, and let me give credit to J.C. Escar, because listening to the postgame, all they did was rave about J.C. Escar behind the plate, and we know him as a bat-first catcher, but they gave him a lot of credit for how he calls the game, how he manages the game. So the Yankees, yes, you're starting to see the identity and the personality of this team come together. I think the Subway Series was a big help in that regard, but they've got a lot of talent, and it's a good mix of veteran players and young players. And there's still help on the way. Heal is coming back. Stanton is coming back. Jazz is coming back. And before you know it, the trade deadline's coming up. So I don't care about the Dodgers and what was said before the season. In the beginning of the season, it's still only May 22nd, a long way to go. But so far, very good. Keep McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Taking your calls again right after this. Knicks, Yanks, Mets. And, you know, people just calling up and sharing their experiences, whether it was, you know, last weekend or whether it was 1994, whatever you got. You know, we're passing the time on a rainy night where all our teams are off and we get ready to get back after it on Friday where the Knicks, the Yankees, and the Mets will play. Tom is in Monroe Township. Tom, you got it.
Hey, what's going on? Cool Hand Keith. That's my name for you because I think you're really cool and smooth in the way you do your broadcasting.
Thank you, sir.
So let me tell you about, I'm 65 years old, and I've been to some of the greatest Yankee games ever. I was at the game in 76 when Chambliss hit the home run in the playoffs to make the World Series. I was at Dave Rigetti's no-hitter in 83. I was at 77 when Reggie Jackson hit the three home runs. I was sitting in the bleachers. I got thrown out of the game for throwing peanuts at the usher. A guy standing outside seeing me, yelling and screaming that I wanted to get back in and handed me a ticket for free to get back into the game. All right, this is the God's honest truth. Then I was also at 96 when the Yankees won the World Series, the clinching game. I was at 2003 when Brett Boone hit the home run to bring us to the World Series. I was at the game in 2001 when George Bush was at the stadium and the Eagles flew into the stadium. But there was nothing like when the Rangers won the Stanley Cup in 94. I was there, Madison Square Garden, lifted off the ground. I never heard anything louder than that, and it was like just an unbelievable experience. And I've been at some really, really great games. But one thing I want to say, and I want to hear what you have to say about, on the game on Sunday night, when it was the eighth inning, when the Yankees scored all the runs, and Dominguez was on first base, why did not Boone, even though we scored all the runs, right? But why didn't Boone send him to steal second base, the fastest guy on our team, and we need to get a runner to score a run, and he's keeping him at first base? I don't get it. I don't get why he didn't send him. What is your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think that'll end. Even on Saturday, there was a play where Dominguez should have been going, and we got to utilize his speed, and I think it's just like, I don't want to say falling asleep at the wheel, but I think it's not like, you know, putting the signal on. I think that ends. I think now Dominguez has shown how much he can motor, and he's going to be going all the time, and they got to be sending him, and we got to be thinking that. We got to be thinking about manufacturing runs with his speed. He is, like, elite fast.
That's why he's there. He's there. One of the reasons, big reasons why he's there is because of his speed.
Right. One of his main tools.
I just didn't get it why he didn't, you know, send him in that situation when we need him. And we're still at the bottom of the lineup. We need only a single. We got guys that can give us a single if we need it to
score the
run.
Saturday on the Volpe hit, right? There's too many games. I think Saturday on the Volpe hit was the same thing. It was like, how come he wasn't going? Because he could have scored. He ended up getting held up, and the Yankees end up losing by one run. So, like, I think that's just done now. I think, you know, you're going to be seeing. I'd rather them apply pressure and make the defense make a throw, make a tag with Dominguez, who I think will find his way. He'll win that battle more times than not.
And because it'll also bring up his, you know, his being of himself and the way that he could, you know, contribute to the team. In that respect, they need that. And he needs that, you know?
Yeah, I think there'll be more heads up, and Boone will be more heads up on it. Thanks for the call, Tom. Yeah, I just went back to the box score. It was, I think, when bottom of the sixth, Cody Bellinger homers, Paul Goldschmidt grounds out, Jason Dominguez singles on a ground ball, Volpe singles on a ground ball, and remember Saturday? It wasn't that long ago. Saturday's loss. Shout out to Base and everybody. I said it when I came on the Fan, I think Sunday. I was like, Yankee fans, after that game that I was having conversations with, some were saying it was rigged to set up the rubber match. Others were blaming Boone. And that was one of the things they were blaming Boone on. How do you not have Dominguez going from first when Volpe singles, I think, into right field? You know, Dominguez with his speed probably could have scored. And then, yeah, after it was, that's when Brazoban came in, and then Ascara reached on a fielder's choice. And I don't know. I just think that, like, it's something that in the moment they got to be aware of. And I think now they're going to be more aware of, like, Dominguez is elite level fast. And if he gets on, green light the whole way. 888-808-1019. I love the story, but, like, I always see the video of the Chris Chambliss home run and then everybody running on the field. And I'm just like, how? And then even Tom's story about, all right, you're throwing peanuts at an usher, you get kicked out, and somebody gives you, how do you get back in? Like, I just can't imagine Yankee Stadium. Yankee Stadium has top flight security. They have White House level security. You can't do anything in there. There are so many security guards, and they have that place on lockdown. Like, you're not doing anything in there. But I guess back then it wasn't. You know what else? Cell phones have changed everything. There's a video floating around. Shout out to Steve Brodzinski, who put it out there. And I quote tweeted it. I got a little frustrated this week, you know. Mark, who leads the roll call with the Bleacher Creatures, and Jared Carabas, who I've had on WFAN at least four or five times, they got into a little back and forth. And then obviously with the Bleacher Creatures turning their back to Juan Soto, people were you know, saying the Bleacher Creatures are corny, and the Bleacher Creatures don't have the effect that they used to have, and like, oh, you guys are clowns. And I just got upset when I saw this video of the old Bleachers, and I think about how many of the OG Creatures I've met and how many still come. And, like, how they built up this fraternity of fans and how no other fan base can duplicate it. I'm like, yo, the story will be told and all records will be set straight. And there's a lot of losers online helicoptering in that never were in the section, never in Yankee Stadium, that want to say what the Bleacher Creatures are and aren't. But cell phones change the section. Like, when you look at this old video and the song that they're singing and how they're carrying on, you can't carry on like that in Yankee Stadium for two reasons. The cell phone and security. 888 888- 808-1019. It's 10 o'clock already. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's go to the break and the update. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.